Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Critic's Couch. I am your host, Dr. Nikki. And well, there's a lot going on. I think the main focus right now for many individuals, many Americans, I should say, is the wonderful upcoming elections. I'm being sarcastic, of course. Keep in mind that most Americans are really not happy, in terms of who to vote for. In actuality, an AP poll found that 6 in 10 US adults doubt mental capability of either Biden or Trump. Now, this is a huge factor because, quite honestly, I can tell you for myself, it is very concerning for me whereby our two candidates are both elderly, and that's not being discriminatory. Okay, these are just facts. Nobody, you, me, anybody is not the same individual in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s as they were in their 30s or 40s. I do want to point to you a couple things. As a neuropsychologist, I'll be the first one to tell you that cognitively, we're also not the same. The same way we decline physically, right? Our muscles, our joints, they decline. So does our mental capability. This doesn't mean that you are demented, that everybody is demented. No. But it does point to the fact that cognitively, in your 70s and 80s, you do not function as you did when you were in your 30s or 40s or even 50s. One of the things I do want to point out to you is that many individuals, when they do become elderly, experience what's known as a mild neurocognitive disorder. Now, what is that? A mild neurocognitive disorder is when an individual can function independently. They can dress themselves, bathe themselves, manage their finances, drive. They can live on their own. However, they will present with deficits in one or more cognitive domain. Now, most people focus on memory, right? Because that's the one that stands out. The minute someone starts having problems with memory, that's when people say, oh, this person is suffering from dementia. Not necessarily. In order to get a diagnosis of dementia, your memory has to be 1.5 standard deviation from your mean. What does that mean in English? If you have average intellectual functioning, that means that you have to be subpar, 1.5 standard deviation below average in memory, plus you need to have a deficit in another cognitive domain in order to be diagnosed with a dementia. However, to have a mild neurocognitive disorder, you don't need to have 1.5 standard deviation from your mean. You can have just some mild difficulty. What are the areas of cognitive functioning that usually can be impacted besides memory? Attention. Very simple. The person may have difficulty following conversations or focusing for a long period of time. It could be on a phone call or reading or watching a movie. They may have to do this several times before they can actually, pay enough attention and remember what they actually saw. Keep in mind that the first step to memory is being able to encode, being able to attend. So sometimes we think that the person is having difficulty with memory, but in actuality, it's attention. What's another cognitive domain? Language. I'm sure this has happened to some of you. It's happening to me already. You're going to say a word and you mispronounce it, or you say another word in place of it. And for neuropsychologists, if you are replacing the word with a similar item, that is known as a semantic paraphasia. So, for example, instead of saying book, like, pass me the book, you may say, give me the magazine or give me the paper. Very similar, right? But obviously not the same. Or you can present what is known as literal paraphasias, where you may change the letter of something. So instead of saying milk, you may say tilt or kilt, right? Where it may sound similar, but obviously it is not the same. Or they may present with what is known as difficulty expressing themselves, or with confrontational naming, where they know what they want to say. The word is in there, but the word does not come out. So those are examples of whereby a person may be having difficulty with language. It may not be huge. And I'm sure most of us, right, if you're over the age of 30 or 40, pushing out to 50, this may be happening already. Doesn't mean that you're suffering from dementia or that you're going to have it. No, but obviously it could present with some expressive difficulties, visual organizational skills. Now, most of us don't even think about this, right? But the bottom line is a lot of what we do does require at least average visual organizational skills. The main thing I can think of that is so important for our everyday functioning is driving. And this is a huge one. There are many elderly individuals out there that don't have memory problems, but maybe their visual organizational skills is not where they used to be. So they may be driving slower because they may see objects actually closer, or just the opposite. They may be speeding because they're not having good visual space perception. Motor skills, our motor functioning is not where it used to be, right? As you get older, everything slows down. Our finger dexterity, manual dexterity, some of it is because of arthritic conditions. Some of it is just as we age. It doesn't even have to be a medical condition, but our motor skills are not the same. One of the things that does help, of course, as we age is exercising. This is why it's so important for many individuals to keep moving, whether it could be walking or swimming or yoga. It doesn't have to be anything intense, but the bottom line is we know our motor skills as we get older, it's not the same. Social skills. This is another one that can be impacted if an individual starts experiencing some mild cognitive issues. Their social skills are not the same. The person may have a lower frustration tolerance. Their ability to communicate with others is not the same. They may become isolative or inappropriate, right? We have seen that in the news. These are things that can actually occur as a person gets older. And then finally, changes in reasoning and executive functioning. That's another cognitive area that quite often can impact an individual. They may be able to reason, meaning they can think abstractly and see the consequences of the behavior, but higher order executive functioning skills like decision making, speed of processing, being able to, look at higher order skills, problem solve, those things may in actuality be impacted. Why is all of this so important? Why am I talking about this? Here we have two elderly individuals that are running for the highest office here in the United States. I'm having a hard time. And this, again, this is not to discriminate. This doesn't mean that everybody who is elderly has these cognitive deficits. No. However, there was a recent study done, and you can find this in the National Library of Medicine, whereby they did a study of over 1,000 dementia-free individuals. Okay, I want to specify dementia-free individuals. These individuals did not have dementia. They were between the ages of 60 and 79. Okay, what they found is that about 20% basically met criteria for a mild neurocognitive disorder, meaning they had difficulty in memory in at least one of those cognitive domains that I discussed, but they could still function independently. Two-thirds of these individuals showed impairment restricted only to one of those areas I talked about. Only one, okay? Learning and memory was the most prominent, of course, in about almost 40%. This was followed by social cognition. As we get older, the prevalence of a mild neurocognitive disorder increases. So, me personally, I do believe that, and I believe Trump said, oh, I did a cognitive test and I passed with flying colors. The cognitive test he did is known as the MoCA. It's a simple cognitive screener. What year is it? What month is it? Let me give you three things to remember, three words, and you ask for it 5 minutes later. It is not at all an intense cognitive test. I do believe that all presidential candidates at this point should go a full cognitive screener that includes not only cognitive functioning, right? Or better yet, I shouldn't say cognitive screener. Let me rephrase that. A full neuropsychological assessment that will assess their cognitive and emotional functioning. This should not be, I think this person's functioning okay. I think this person has the cognitive ability to do this. I think they have the frustration tolerance and the personality to do this job. No. With all due respect, again, if you are being the president of the United States, you are being called to make the most important decisions for all Americans in this country. So I am kind of dumbfounded, like most Americans in this country. I'm not happy with our two candidates. Don't care if you're a Democrat or if you are a Republican, if you're a Trump supporter, you should focus on what's important for this country. What is important for Americans, which is that we have a competent individual in office to make decisions that we trust they are at their best, right? Not that they can pass, that they are at their best when it comes to attention, speed of processing, frustration tolerance, social cognition, memory, and everything. And I'm sorry, if we look statistically in terms of what these elderly males, we're talking about late 70s, early 80s, are at. Chances are statistically, they're dealing with at least one, if not more, cognitive deficit. And we're not even going to get into personality, okay? Because I think everybody, again, no matter if you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican, can agree to the fact that these two individuals are probably not at their very, very best. All right. Well, again, no mean to offend anyone. But the bottom line is, these are the facts that we need to talk about. And that's what this podcast is about. It's not about creating controversy, but more about conversation. Thank you to listening to The Critic's Couch. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki. And I hope you can gather some of this information. And who knows, maybe in the future, ladies and gentlemen, we can come together and hopefully put kind of these measures out there so we can get some more ideal candidates in both parties. Have a great day.